A reading from the Gospel according to Mark, verses chapter 1, 21 to 28. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed the man, and with a loud cry came out. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. This is an important day because we begin Mark's Gospel, and we're going to be listening to Mark's Gospel all year. Now, Mark is very direct. He begins with the public ministry of Jesus. No preface, no childhood stories. After his baptism, he begins his ministry. These stories we're listening to now are an eventful day in Jesus' life. He impresses people. He taught them with authority. He healed people with that same authority. We tend to think of authority as negative, a force that limits our freedom. But Jesus is so different. His authority is healing and forgiving. He teaches us how to live a better life. Here in the USA, we are in an election year. We hear a lot about Christian values. But in the eyes of most people, they are negative. They are confining and distorted. But Jesus' authority was very different. He would ask, "How are you suffering? What can I do to help?" And then he did. It was this power that drew people to him. As we go through Mark's Gospel, we will realize, hopefully, what it cost Jesus, ultimately his life. And we, his followers, are asked to do the same. Where there is sickness, poverty, persecution, suffering, we must act with the authority of Jesus. It is a power for good, not evil.